Hey guys, thought you might enjoy a look back at the podcast for the past year. So here's our 2018 rewind. Thank you so much to our guests that joined us. Jules, Bella, Shan from Fat Works For Me, Cynthia from 2 Day Travels, Woody from Bastille. And although she's silent, she's always in the background helping. So a thank you to unofficial official super producer Peps as well. Our last earworm is off of Bastille's latest mixtape, Other People's Heartache Part 4. I had to do it. I talked about it our last episode. It's a cover of that In Vogue song, Don't Let Go Love, with Craig David, Kianja, and Swarm. Happy New Year, guys, and we'll see you in 2019. Hey guys.
Sorry, it's not funny. It's a national day of mourning.
My apologies.
Welcome to a new episode of What She On About. I'm devastated, otherwise known as Mitzi. Oh wow, look and at that 1 degree of separation from Idris.
What's that?
Well, Idris was in The Wire too.
Oh yeah. It all comes back to Idris, doesn't it?
Love yourself, okay? Love yourself. Move on. Anyway.
It's only been 3 days. I'm still shitting that shiver. I'll finish after the shiver.
I thought you said you're shitting that shiver. I'm like, okay. Interesting. I suppose it's like a cleanse then.
Just
push him right on out.
In the new year, have you watched anything new? Have you watched Black Mirror yet?
I'm on the third episode.
The third episode. Wait, so the first
crocodile.
One?
Crocodile.
Ugh, crocodile. I hate that one. Ugh.
Really?
Hate that episode. Did you like USS Callister?
I did like it. Was that Matt Damon? No.
No, it wasn't Matt Damon.
And I haven't Googled it. I was like, I need to Google that. That guy looks like an ugly.
Yes.
Looks like Matt Damon in in makeup or something.
I can totally see.
No offense to the guy. I don't know if that was makeup that was on you, but you kind of look like an ugly Matt Damon. Just saying.
You are correct in that he's just an ugly Matt Damon because that's not Matt Damon.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of feeling a certain kind of way that you have not found or settled on any of my rivals.
I mean,
like, you're just
definitely some that I am partial to, for sure. But
there's like some definite face sitters in that pile. Yeah,
it's true. That. It's true. I said what I said.
I said what I said. The words came out of my mouth.
It's true. No, you've definitely
like
given
grade
like
a squat on that.
I mean. And of course, Michael Bay Jordan. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But then we got to M'Baku.
He was like a surprise. He was like... You know how you eat dessert and there's like a prize inside and it's like something even tastier or just as tasty as said dessert? And you're like, oh, my mouth wasn't even expecting that, but I like it.
Love it. Oh, yes. So one Winston Duke, who played M'Baku in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And wow.
He was adorable.
Just wow. He's huge.
I was going to say, he looks massive.
I know. And you know, the thing is, I want to say he's 6'4", but I'm pretty sure they also shot him pretty low so that he would look even bigger. I've been reading articles and all the rest of it about the movie and his place in the sort of legacy of the Black Panther comics. And in the comics, he's called like the Great Gorilla or the Great White Gorilla. And he, in the comics, looks humongous compared to T'Challa. So I do think that they shot him that way to make him look even bigger, but he is a big dude. I mean, he's 6'4".
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
and stylish.
Yo, that scene when they go to Jabari and he's on the throne just sitting there, I was like, yes, my king. I know you're not king, but yes, king.
Woo! He's your king.
So yeah.
Yeah, there's something about a dude that barks at you to shut you the hell up. That's pretty cool.
Look, folks, we're going to be talking about Black Panther. So if you haven't seen it, why not? But just know there's definitely going to be some spoilers that we talk about here. So I'm sorry for you. We waited, 9 days now and $700 million. Y'all should have seen it already. I say all that to say, hilarious when he starts barking at Agent Ross to get him to shut up.
Oh my god.
Even when he tells the princess, he was like, yeah, you don't get to make pronouncements here.
Exactly. Like,
like, I don't think so.
No. Like, but yeah, like, no.
When he started barking at him, I was like, oh my god, this is great. Well, he's like, if you don't shut up, if you don't keep quiet, yeah, I'm going to feed you to my children. And then he's like, never mind. Actually, that's not true. We're really vegetarian.
Yeah.
And then he starts cracking himself up.
He's very endearing in that way.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, wait. Hold on. I found the poem that I wrote for Donnie.
Oh my god, go.
Back when I was 15. Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
This was also when I decided that I wanted to nickname myself. And I started calling myself Sprout.
God.
You know how the green giant used to do those commercials,
the little guy,
with the little guy Sprout.
Good grief.
So this is a Sprout production. Okay? I look at your picture every day. Oh, how I wish we could meet someday and talk. I love your unique and crazy ways. I feel we have a bond somehow. Together, I feel we could kick crazy ballistics and strike up some chemical combustion.
Wait. Can we unpack that one sentence for a second? Ballistics, like gun ballistics? Like, I'm confused. Was that a little, like, hip-hop ode? You were trying to just rhyme words?
It was like, we could kick crazy ballistics and strike up some chemical combustion.
Wow. Were you planning an attack? It sounds like an assassination attempt.
Wait, Lord. I'm not even done. Somewhere one day we shall meet, and I will see if you are truly someone who can have a decent water gun fight.
A what?
I know!
Okay, that was so random.
It was so bad!
I mean, if you had a chemical reaction, you have ballistics, now you're having water guns.
God.
I'm so confused.
So am I. That was horrific. That was literally the worst thing ever written. My God.
That was pretty bad. And then you have this only child here.
Yes.
Hi, Nanan.
Hi, my love. How are you?
How are you?
How are you doing?
You can't just smile. I told you.
Exactly. You have to speak. Besides, I want to hear your new song. I hear you can sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Sing for Nanan.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. What?
Why'd you stop?
Just stop?
No, there's more. Sing. It's How I Wonder.
He sees
you don't
want to
sing? I see. Don't want to sing anymore. I thought I would get a twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are. Up above the sky.
You're reaching.
Yeah, I know. What's your most favorite thing that you've learned about keto?
That I didn't like bread as much as I thought I did, or pasta. Like,
really? Like, yeah. To me, I feel like that would be, like, the hardest part. I was making my own bread, Mitzi.
I was making my own bread. I was, like, obsessed. I was just about to get a pasta machine.
Oh, my God.
And then we went on a trip, and I broke a deck chair. Literally broke a deck chair on a boat we were taking to cross a Great Lake in this huge road trip. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because you have body dysmorphia. Like, when you're really obese, you don't really realize how really obese you are. And I was really obese. Oh, and it was just, and everybody looked at me, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was just my aha moment. Like, holy crap. I've really gone off. Like, I broke a deck chair on the Titanic. This is time. I need to get moving. And it scared the heck out of me. It just, and I, it's, you like know, my mom's been obese and we've all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. So it's that moment where you're just like, all right, something's really got to change here.
Yeah. And it's got to change. It's got to be more than just diet.
Right. How did you stumble on keto though, as the one path to take to lose the weight?
It sounded like you tried several things.
Oh, I've tried. I've tried tons of stuff. I mean, I even back in the day, Slim Fast, Weight Watchers, all of it. I've tried everything, and I've, you know, watched my mom try, and I've watched friends try, and, you know, and I worked out. I was totally like a workout or whatever, like a gymorexic. I was working out like 3-4 hours a day. I mean, it was just everything that I was doing was unsustainable. And
my spirit animal.
I'm like anybody who's ever been on a diet, like, can totally understand what I'm saying, because you do really well and then all of a sudden it just breaks and you don't know why, and you blame yourself and you feel like such a jerk for it. You're like, I don't have the resolve. And and there's so much more to it. Like, your hormones are broken. The more you crash diet, it breaks your hormones. You don't even know what full feels like anymore. And it can last for 6 years. I've been reading all about that, and it just broke my heart. I'm like, oh my, it's not my fault. It's not about willpower.
6 years, God.
Yeah.
So your hormones can kind of, that makes sense. Like, you can kind of trick yourself into thinking or not realizing that you're full, or you're full yet, essentially.
Well, it's a whole, there's this satiety, or I can't say it right, but the hormone that tells you you're full, it's called ghrelin, and there's a whole thing when your insulin spikes and dips, and there's all this science behind if you crash diet, which God knows I have done, over time it breaks the mechanism just where your body, so like I'll feel physically full, but I won't feel mentally full. So I'll keep going even though my stomach's like, dude,
my brain is like,
but just a little more, come on, you really want it. And it's just, it's, but keto, I honestly, I don't remember exactly. I was familiar with the word ketosis from the MetaFast debacle, so it didn't seem so foreign, and I was just kind of searching and looking, and everything that I was reading was like, you're not going to be miserable, and you're going to heal yourself, and you're going to be able to eat bacon, and
I love that.
But Chris Helmsworth, he's really hot.
Yes.
Am I?
No, like, you are not smoking crack rock.
A good looking guy. Is
very, very attractive, and his body is banging. I'll say it.
He's not like, he's, there's something about him. It's like the Wonder Woman chick gal. She's beautiful. He's like beautiful.
He is. Just
back that.
Oh, and I much prefer him with short hair.
Oh,
much.
For sure.
Oh, he's gorgeous. He's got you can't even call it a je ne sais quoi, because you can see the quoi.
I see the quoi. It's all quoi.
Exactly.
It's oozing with quoi.
He's oozing.
Quoi out the wing.
Up the yin yang and coming out every pore.
Oh my God. Oozing. Dripping. Came through dripping.
Which is oh God, we're back to Avengers, but which is why I loved when he ended up on that, on the Guardians of the Galaxy ship, and he was like,
that was the best banter back and forth. He's like, why are you talking?
He was like, you're a boy, changing? But this is a gorgeous, beautiful man.
The man king, yes.
Exactly. And he's like, why are you talking like that? I always talk like this. He's talk like, no, you're enjoying your voices.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. That had me dying.
Yeah, that was good. That was ooh,
he's like, why are you talking like that? I don't talk like that. This is a man.
Yes. Oh my God. gosh.
I mean, I'll weigh myself in the morning and I'll be like, oh shit, I lost 5 pounds. And then I get on at night and it's like, holy shit, I gained 3 pounds. So on top of the 5, like I gained 8 pounds. So that's why I'm like, I'm kind of just laying off the scale for a while.
Yeah. And that might be it too. Cause like, as you look at the scale, like back and forth.
Well, I'm sick of crying. Maybe. You know, I'm sick of pulling myself off the floor, the cold bathroom floor.
Oh, God.
When I see that number. Or trying to explain to my husband why I can't speak because I'm choking on the tears of hope of weight not lost. So I'm just avoiding that contraption because I just don't want to cry anymore. I'm all out of tears. Fuck around, bro. Like,
oh God, he's terrible. The other day he was like, yeah, it's funny. She asked me if it was like broken or if something was wrong.
Because I'm like, what the hell? It's the same number, no matter what. It was the same number. I was like, maybe the scale is broken because I share my pain with my staff, and they're like, you know what? Because you look like you're losing weight. And I'm like, really, guys? They're like, yeah. Maybe your scale is broken. I was like, maybe my scale is broken.
Really,
piece of shit scale.
Tell me the truth, guys. Really? Do you see it?
Right. That's it. It's skinny. I didn't even solicit the. They just offered. Like,
aw, bless.
Because it's dark in here. It's sleepy time.
It's sleepy time. Yes, it is sleepy time. You should probably go to sleep.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? It's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's sleepy time, so you should probably go to sleep. Like, you're well past your bedtime, aren't you?
I can't see you, Mom. I can't see you. Hello? I can't see you.
No, because I'm not on FaceTime, my love.
I can't see your face anywhere.
No, we're just having a regular telephone call. That's a regular telephone call. You know when you just talk to people, you don't actually see them.
Let me press the button.
No, that's not going to do it. Don't press the button.
Don't press the button.
I'm ready. Let me press the blue one.
Don't press the button. This episode seemed to be all about Issa and Daniel and learning more about Daniel and his business and also a little bit about his ego and his pride.
Exactly. I was going to say a little bit into his personality,
for sure.
But before we go into that, I'd like to shout out that Playboy sweater he had on.
Oh, yeah. When he went
so dope.
To the club. Fedodo.
Right.
I love that it's called Fedodo. The first time he said it, I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, did that just happen? She's actually right. That's exactly what that means in French. Go to sleep. It's over. But I mean, I'm not even mad that he wore that sweater inside a club in Los Angeles.
I know. Where, you know, it's hot as hell, warm, but still.
Yeah. But it's a nice sweater. It's dope.
Wait, can we just go back to that same guy? I think, I can't remember his name. He's actually Issa's brother in real life. But the guy who comes to his studio and he's like, yeah, Spider couldn't make it, blah blah blah. He's like, nah, but he could be at that Fedodo club. And then as like the scene is ending, he's like, hey girl, did I leave them ketchup packets at your house? And he's like, I did.
Ketchup packets?
He did.
I was wondering. I'm like, wait, did he say ketchup packets? I only watched it once this time, so I didn't go back for the little nuances.
Oh my God. I
thought I misheard.
Nah, you didn't misheard. He really said, did I leave some ketchup packets at your house?
Lord, I can't with him.
I know.
Oh, so that's her real brother?
Yeah, in real life, yeah, that's one of her brothers.
Who knew?
I know, yeah. And how cute was Daniel's niece, who was like,
oh yeah,
Uncle Daniel, you know, sometimes I just want to be ratchet.
Right. Don't we all? I mean,
your music makes me think.
Out of the mouths of babes, right?
Exactly.
Like, sometimes I want to be ratchet. Like, your music makes me, it's just like too deep. It's
exactly.
Like, I gotta think.
She's like, I gotta think. Yeah, it's a word. Let me tell you. Sometimes you just
want to
be ratchet.
Sometimes you just want to shake your ass, get the yummy on your tummy.
That's right. Shake that.
Yeah. Shake it. That's it. You don't want to think. You're black. You live it every day.
Oh,
you don't want to hear about it.
Exactly.
You know what's going on in the state of affairs.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Kelly was back. And Kelly is hilarious.
What was the quote she said that her grandma
said, don't look a gift horse in the dick.
She was like, no, that's not her. No, that's my grandmother said that she said it just like that.
Yo, Issa tweeted, like, while the show was going on, she tweeted that, like, the ad lib after that scene that they ended up cutting, but she loved, she was like, yo, in what context did your grandmother say something like that? And Kelly was like, you know, on the way to school.
Wow. Wait. That had to be like a free.
Oh my God. She was totally I'm sure she ad-libbed it. That's the word I was looking for. What was killing me is she was like, oh, you concubine? You touch it? You suck it? You flip it? You wake up and it's just in your mouth?
You concubining. That. I love that term.
She gets the best lines. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know if it's between her being a writer, her being able to do ad-lib, because she's a comedian and does, like, sketch comedy, but, yo, she is hilarious.
She is hilarious.
I absolutely love it. So the thing is, I like him for her. Like, I like the two of them together. Like, she's so honest and so herself with him that she like even started rapping in front of him, you know, and she's told him all her truths and he's supportive and stuff, so I want them to work, but I'm just a little
that's too
concerned
much.
That he's
no, I don't.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, I disagree. I think he's a good transitional penis, but he's not the long haul penis. He's good because she can kind of get over her hiccups and her, you know, her insecurities, right, and kind of be herself. And it's going to give her the confidence so that, because there is going to be something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And probably it'll just be like, the mystery is a little bit gone now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. But he's not, I don't see him as a long-term.
You don't see him as long-term.
He's like, no, he's definitely like the therapeutic. Like, oh, this happened. I always want to do this.
Right.
Let's fucking a Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Good night.
Interesting. Well, I mean, that freaking ending is definitely also going to make things super, super interesting, because just when she's getting onto new penis, here comes old penis. That ending,
well, that's
like almost killed
that's
me.
That's the X rule.
I was screaming.
Girl, that's the
no,
rule
I
of
know.
X's.
They stay popping up when you're just like, I'm good. I'm finally done.
They never go away. They're like cockroaches. If I know anything, I know that an ex never goes away. They're like, damn. Yeah, they never go away.
Just when
they always
just...
pop up when you're the happiest, exactly. When you don't give a fuck, when you got a do-rag on your hair at a 7-Eleven. Hey. It's like, yeah, the rule of exes. That's what I call it.
So true. So true.
Like, past peen.
Chaz Peen never goes away. And there's Chad slipping on his surf slurpee like,
oh my God, Chad.
I see y'all.
You see this?
Yeah. That's exactly what he said to me. Like, you see this?
I know. I remember that. Because I was like, ain't that some shit? That's
yo,
how they do.
Man,
you see
Chad
this?
Is the worst. Chad is the worst. I love him. I'm so glad he's back. But oh my God, can we just talk about like this screening that they went to see The Last Dragon? I love that movie.
Oh my God, that movie is the best. I fucked with them because
classic.
That movie is a classic. And
such
it was
a classic.
Like perfect.
It was a perfect.
And of course
choice.
Every black person was there.
Okay, what I want to know is, where is that for real in LA? Because they do those, I forgot what they call them, these graveyard screenings or whatever. But there are always these, mm-hmm. like, old, tired, boring, white-ass movies. Like, Alfred Hitchcock movies. And just dumb ones that you're just like, all right, I'm really going so that I can, like, hang out with my friends and drink and see a movie outside. But, my God, if they had one with, like, The Last Dragon and a couple of other classics, like, I don't know, Boomerang or just a bunch of classics. Oh. I would be there in a heartbeat making that Blackbuster night, as Molly
Love
called
Jones.
It.
Yeah,
Love Jones would be another perfect one.
I mean, honestly, it would have been great.
Although I would also come out for the Goonies, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club would be a good one. 16 Candles, I like that one. Even though they've got the racist songs up song. John Hughes. Yeah.
It was totally racist.
Absolutely, big time. But yeah, no, all of those are usually like boring ass films. So I would definitely be down for that. So if anyone's listening, y'all should be doing that for real.
Why don't I would you go. Do it?
I know. I should be like Issa.
Exactly. I mean, you're out in LA where the black people are hidden. And I'm like, are you surprised to see Chad and Lawrence there? Because I feel like, I mean, I don't live out there. You do. So, but I get the sense that the black people are not like around each other all the time. So if there's like an event, like every black person is going to go to it.
Definitely feel like you kind of stick to sort of like your neighborhood and like the easiest places for you to sort of like hang out and with your friends. So I feel like something like that, especially since she's right, it wasn't in Englewood. It would definitely be like more in LA, more where you would normally, not normally, but more where there's just a ton more white folks. An event like that, I think, would bring people out. Although, I don't know, like last night I went to this rooftop cinema screening of Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was lovely, but it wasn't very crowded at all. Yeah, there were some, but it was definitely not the majority. I'll say that.
I mean, I would say that it's a weird time where Black Panther kind of, it was like everybody was hyped before it came out, and while it came out, for a while after it came out, and now it's kind of died down a little bit. It's not quite a classic yet.
That's true. It's not a classic. You can also watch it on Netflix at home. Save your money. You know, you can watch it on DVD. So I definitely get that. But I, for some reason, I thought more people would come. I don't know if it's because it was a Sunday night, started at 9:30. But let me tell you, that
PM?
Yeah, 9:30 p.m. Oh, you're so funny. You're like, p.m.?
Negative.
Yes, p.m.
on the Lord's Day. You gotta work the next day.
You are so funny. Oh. I gotta say though, it's the perfect way for me to watch a movie like that because everyone has individual headphones. So right, I can hoot and holler at the screen as much as I want it.
And your people like you wouldn't get on my damn nerves.
Exactly.
With the commentary.
Oh yes, that's exactly right. Bored. You should definitely watch movies that way for sure. Well, welcome to the show. If you haven't heard it before, it's the podcast where we chat about life, pop culture, infatuations, and of course, my obsession with Idris Elba.
Hackney's finest export.
Yes. Okay, so my co-host Kat, who couldn't be with us today, is always trying to put me off Idris. She's tried everyone. She's tried The Rock. She's tried Jason Momoa. She's tried Jason Statham.
Oh, Statham.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen The Meg yet?
Oh my God, I was too scared. I am the biggest chicken.
It's perfect.
And I usually see every Jason Statham movie.
I don't want to ruin, like, spoiler alert here. There's a big fucking shark in it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the question is, do you have anyone who can put me off Idris?
You put you off Idris? So, you like your East End boys. I'm just trying to think. Put you off Idris.
I know it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what hasn't worked?
How about a younger man, but also a fine London export. How about Stormzy?
Ooh, Stormzy.
Boy's buff.
Yes, he is. He's a big one, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
He could definitely batter me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice That's guy, though. A good Super one. Nice guy.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, that is a very, very good one.
Talented, too. Hardworking.
Yes, absolutely.
Bloody handsome. What else do you want?
I mean, yeah, what else could I possibly ask for? Is what I say. Okay, that's a good one. I will definitely
consider
consider that one.
All right.
For sure.
Come back to me then.
Yeah. I saw that you guys are now friends or have been friends with Craig David. Did he give you any tips?
Oh my gosh.
Knowing that he's doing his CS5.
But you know what? Forget Stormzy, Craig, man. He's you will never find a better smelling human.
Really? Oh. I've never gotten that close. I've seen him twice this year, earlier in the year, at the Roxy, and it was just
he's the boy.
Amazing.
And he's the nicest man you'll ever meet.
Really?
Yeah, super generous. He's basically a feeder. He keeps giving me chocolate every time I see him. Yeah, super nice dude, massive talent, and like, I mean, I'm not sure how well he did over here on his first album, but like, he was like the biggest pop star in the UK for years. Like,
when
we were like 16, he was like
7 Days, Walking Away, like those were like classic hits.
Is it so? So it's for him to kind of have this like
and he was hot?
Resurgence now.
It was huge.
Yeah, man. So he, yeah, just the nicest dudes. Yeah, I mean, he's a much better DJ than me. Obviously, I can't sing like him, sadly.
Yeah.
But, man, it's a bit of fun on the side.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't have.
But if you add heat.
Court. I see what you're saying.
First of all, you get a B minus.
I know.
For saying Bourbon Court. No. For mispronouncing it, for sounding like a white girl saying it, or just a regular American. So that's one. B minus.
All right.
Keep it up and I will fail you. So, yeah, you need to have some bambaku. But you know what else?
Bambaku?
Bambaku. It's not Bourbon Court. I'll tell you that, bitch.
You're right. It's not Bourbon Court.
True. I'm saying Ray and Nephews, but yeah, you should have a bottle on hand.
I was stressing me out. I would have so much difficulty filling that out. I'm like, how am I supposed to
Hello?
Remember? I guess maybe you could go back and look at old resumes, but how are you supposed to remember who your supervisor was?
That's what my mom said, but can I just tell you my old resumes were on a floppy disk? Some of them were yes. on maybe a laptop that I had.
Like ages ago.
Yeah. That literally died on me.
No.
Kevin was like, well, why don't you look on LinkedIn? I was like, dude, there was no LinkedIn.
Back in the day. Oh, that's so funny. Ago. Oh, how cute of him to say, Millennials. Look on LinkedIn.
I'm like, there wasn't even a Facebook.
Okay, thank you.
When Please. I had some of these jobs.
In fact, email just started when I was in college. What the fuck?
My first email address was my college email address.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember distinctly when we were doing semester at sea, I was very excited to give my friends my new AOL account. Right.
So proud. You've got mail.
That's right.
Yes.
On a freaking dial-up.
Oh, my God.
That stupid sound they used to make.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. They just don't know. They just don't know. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Okay.
Let's go to the popcorn, because I've been watching some things. And I want to chat about it. First of all, have you seen Quincy on Netflix?
I'm halfway through. I've seen a lot of it. I didn't realize that he's been through so much physically.
Me neither. That was like shocking to me.
Aneurysms, strokes.
Shocking to me. I was like, I had no idea. The cat has not vibes. He really does. Like, I don't understand. Like, he is thriving for how much he went through and how much he's been through. Throughout his life, not just like towards the end of his life, but like that aneurysm, he was pretty young when he had it. And then to go in to fix that aneurysm and be like, oh, wait, there's another one on the other side?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I also didn't know that Frank Sinatra could have been invited to the barbecue with he did to sort of like, I mean, the fact that people like Lena Horne. And what's that other? Sammy Davis, right? And Sammy Davis Jr. were performing in these Las Vegas hotels, yet still had to go stay like off the strip in these, you know, fucked up black only hotels and all the rest of it. Like
I mean, we don't know that they were fucked up, but they were black only.
Okay, well, yes, that's true. Probably.
I don't want
but
the
that's
idea
true.
That because of black, then it was trash.
No, but
right.
It was
like they had to be inconvenient.
It was like a black only one in terms of like we're relegating you to over there.
Right, this space.
Right. And so
put
I don't
that where.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think it was run by black folks at that time. I think it was run by white folks that were just like they can just have whatever. But neither here nor there, Frank Sinatra.
That would be so fucked up, but go ahead.
I just like that. You know, when people talk about being an ally and, like, actually sacrificing something.
What can I do?
What can you do? He did something. Yeah. He was like, if you don't want them, then I guess you ain't going to have me.
Right,
love
right,
that.
Right, right.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah, I did pick up that tidbit.
I just, you forget how much he's touched and made. Mm-hmm. First of all, I love the fact that, like, you know, he did, like, orchestration. Like, he put, like it wasn't music. It wasn't just like producing, you know, this beat in the studio, that beat in the studio. I mean, he's done that too, but he works with like real artists and it's just fantastic. And
like
then I just
people with musicianship.
Exactly.
And I like how the Off the Wall album, which is my favorite. Like, I mean, I love most of Michael Jackson's album, but Off the Wall was my favorite. Yeah. I like how that was like in his twilight, not his twilight, but like his latter years.
Right.
Like people also always think of him as working on Michael Jackson, Thriller, Off the Wall, but before that, he was so much more accomplished as well.
He did so much.
I like how
much.
That dope ass album that broke records and is historical essentially mm-hmm. was just.
The number one.
In the later years, because he had done so many other things in jazz and so
and with other artists like the Ray Charles, Leslie Gore.
He also certainly has a type, by the way.
Yes, he does. That he does.
He certainly likes the Beckys.
Although I have to say, you didn't watch the whole thing though, right?
No, I'm not done. I'm almost done.
Oh, okay. Because towards the end, there's this scene from like a more recent scene of them doing Thanksgiving where like all the ex-wives and ex-girlfriends are there, but his current girlfriend is black and I think African. Yeah.
Oh, he came to Jesus, honey. He came home. Well, always welcome you home.
Of course. I didn't know that he did the Sanford and Son theme song.
Yes.
Right? Wasn't that great?
That song is a jam.
You know what I'm saying? It bumps. Yeah, that song bumps. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great documentary. I think Rashida Jones did a great job with her co-director, Alan Horn. I mean, she definitely was able to get footage and talk to him and have those moments that like nobody else can do, you know. Maybe another son or daughter could have, but just amazing.
She definitely really enjoyed it. She did good by him and his story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But yeah, he could party too.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was Wynton Marsalis. Was it Wynton Marsalis? He was like, yeah, I can't keep up with this guy. He's like, no, brother, you know.
Was it Herbie Hancock? One of them, Herbie Hancock, was in it as well, you know, and so was Dancing on the Ceiling. What's his name? All night long. Oh, help me out.
Lionel Richie.
That's it, Lionel Richie. I think Lionel Richie was also saying he can't hang with him.
He goes in.
Yes, he does.
I love that.
Had to slow down, but
I love that.
And then I also love that he was like going all over the world teaching and, you know, just doing his
mentoring.
Yes, exactly. His mentoring and stuff. And then opening that museum that he did, which I'm blanking on the name of. Oh, back when we had a real president.
Oh, the African American Museum?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try to go there this weekend, actually.
Nothing doing?
Since I had the day off. It didn't work out logistically, even though the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. I did have the day off.
I like just that. I do like that.
So, I did not have
the opportunity.
Yeah, but that's on my list. Like, I want to do that probably soon, like within the next soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. It would be good for the youngin to see as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting where it with some of the adults, I will ask them, like, how did you come to identify being Haitian? And resounding responses like, I just kind of always have known. Or you know, and you can see it in a degree with the kids, because they're like, I don't understand how to answer that question conceptually, because I literally don't know anything else.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like, I had a tough time with that too. I was like, when have I not been Haitian? Yeah. I mean, I just always am. I've always identified that way. And I think it's just because of, you know, the way that you're raised and in that household, constantly speaking Creole and eating Haitian food and your customs and traditions and all the rest of it. So.
And culture. Like, right. Culture is weird because it's changing, but it's also a constant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really interesting. It's an interesting thing to study and be engaged in, because there's so much everyday stuff. Like, there's all these constants that are like, I don't know, the bricks that make up the house of your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I get it.
And then you're like analyzing them and you're like, oh, I thought it was just a brick, but it's like, what's in that? And
right.
So that's why I'm interested in it. And also, when you understand more about culture in general, I feel like you can be a more empathetic person.
Right. I get that. I totally get that.
But the fun thing is you can do this in a big city. You can do this in a small town. Mm-hmm. You can do this in the countryside. I mean, you can make it any kind of vacation you want. Mm-hmm. And there's just little tricks that you sometimes have to do. Maybe it's a road trip. Maybe it's going somewhere that's expensive, but you stay with a friend, so you get the hotel. Mm. You don't have the hotel cost. Right. Basically, the housing is for free.
Sure.
Maybe you're splitting a room with somebody.
Right.
Maybe you try a hostel. Which I did once.
How did that work out?
Well, you know, I did it once.
Yeah.
I find I like my own room. I do like my own room. I don't like having bunk beds with 10 other people in the room.
Oh my God. Like, I thought about it once and I was like, nah, man, you too grown for this. And I was like, this is why you got a job. Exactly, you can pay.
Exactly.
Even if it's a shitty motel, it's your motel.
Exactly. Well, and the only reason I had done it, so obviously I'm not the 22-year-old backpacker on their gap year.
Right.
I did it because while I was in Australia, one of the things I found was a 2-day trip up the ocean road. And now a lot of the tours are usually just one day. They mm-hmm. drive out and then they drive back that same day. Mm-hmm. This particular one I found, you stayed overnight one night, so they stayed in a hostel.
Got it.
The nice thing about it was our group had one room, so we didn't have anybody else in the room at that point in time.
Right. No strangers. It was everybody that was.
We had already kind of figured each other out for that. Yeah.
Okay. A little bit better.
So it wasn't too bad. And it was apparently one of the nicer hostels, because I've talked to some of the other people that were on the trip and they're like, oh, this is really nice. It's like, okay. And it was. It was clean and it was nice. Yeah, but they were very impressed. And I'm like, okay, if this is the impressive end of it, then we know where the bar is set.
That's right. And the bar is set.
And Cynthia probably isn't going to be going to a whole lot of other hostels. It's not going to happen. But to their credit, it was a very nice one. It was clean. The bedding was clean. Nothing was wrong, you know, nothing wrong or anything like that.
That helps.
It just was... I like my own space.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I am with you there. I'm like, I'd rather stay at the Best Western or like a super cheap place or whatever.
As long as
I know it's mine. Yeah, exactly.
It's secure. Yeah, exactly. What you were going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that makes a huge difference.
I'm actually currently here in London and I'm looking for Idris everywhere.
Oh, how is that going?
Everywhere. I was in Camden today. I didn't find him.
Damn it. Hey, wait, does he live in Camden? I forget. I'm sorry.
I don't know where he lives. So I'm literally looking everywhere. It's safer for everyone. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to... we're recording this on Sunday. Tomorrow, Monday, I think I'm going to go and try to check out this new cocktail bar that he's opening here called The Parrot at the Waldorf Astoria. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's going to be really posh. And I'm like, oh my God, could he be there? I don't even think it's open, but like, I feel like I still need to swing by just to see, you know, is he working on it? Like, is he coming to check on things?
Now she's Puerto Rican.
Exactly. Mira, I don't know. Linda, I don't know.
So it'll be a Monday night. And is it a bar for drinks or is it a DJ situation, club situation?
It's a bar, but I think they do plan on having like live music, you know, having people come in and do like small, like intimate sets and stuff. But apparently the guest list for this thing is going to be like super, 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 super tight and all for just like, I don't know, like celebrities, people with money, I'm guessing. Like apparently you could even have the bar's Aston Martin come and pick you up and take you to the bar. So it's supposed to be super, super posh.
I'm looking at pictures and this is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
This indoor pool is everything.
I'm like, I have to go. Let me in, please.
Go late. It's probably, you'll probably have a better chance of getting into, oh no, go early and stay. That way, if something happens, you're there already.
I'll be there already. Exactly. It's like, oh, okay. Well, this, you know what? It's fine. She's been here all day. It's fine. All right. I like it. I'm going.
Like, she's been sitting at the bar. She won't leave. if we throw her out, it'd be poor customer service.
It really will. And, you know, I don't know what she's on about, but she's been here all day.
You just love that term. Now you guys know why we're called what she's not about.
Exactly.
Mitzi's whim and infatuation obsession with the whole British culture.
That's right. That's exactly where it's come from.
Free your body. Free your body. Free your body and your mind.
What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go. Don't let go. You have the right to lose control. Don't let go.
I often tell myself that we could be more than just friends. I know you think that if we move too soon, it will all end.
I live in misery when you're not around. And I won't be satisfied till we're taking those vows.
There'll be some love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking love. Love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking.
What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go. Don't let go. You have the right to lose control. Don't let go.
I often fantasize the stars above are watching you. They know my heart, it speaks to yours like lovers only do. If I could wear your clothes, I'd pretend I was you and lose control.
There'll be some love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking love. Love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking.
What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go. Don't let go. You have the right to lose control. Don't let go.
Baby, don't let go. I had you from the get-go. I don't really wanna play no foolish game. Baby, don't let go. I knew you from the get-go. I know that you know me and you know my name. 'Cause baby, here it's me and you. It's you and I. The way you move and your smile and 'cause baby, here it's me and you. It's you and I. The way you move, girl, come be mine.
Running in and out my life, yeah. It's got me so confused. You gotta make the sacrifice, yeah. Somebody's got to choose, and we can make it if we try.
For the sake of you and I, together we can make it right.
What's it gonna be?
Desperately wicked. Who can know it? Search the heart. Try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.